I'm very excited and energized about entering a new phase of my life and career where I could still be helpful and be a member of the community and be civically minded, but wouldn't necessarily have the title and responsibility of mayor in doing so.
That's kind of an exciting idea, is taking what you've loved most about this job and doing that instead of all the things. What are those things that you've loved most about this?
If I had to boil down the work of cities today, it's one word, health. My hope is to be able to move into a position after I'm out of office that would help cities and help organizations to support this broad definition of health. And that's something I'm excited about. I've got a couple opportunities that I'm looking at right now that would provide a platform for me to do that kind of work.
And when you say broad definition of health, how right. Is this people being healthy? What does it mean?
So if you look at, you know, there's physical health, behavior health, but then when you start, you know, broadly looking at health, I look at three other critical areas. One is economic health, you know, overall community jobs and prosperity, education health, and then public safety and other social determinants of health. So in 2015, December of 2015, we became the first fire department in the state of Illinois to be licensed to do mobile integrated health care. What that means is instead of waiting for a 911 response call to action, we can actually get paid to do prevention-based work. We've had a number of pilot initiatives with some of our local hospitals to support that kind of integrated partnership. 911 is a 24/7 indicator of where we're sick, where we have challenges. So if we can use that data, and we've been doing this, we can actually identify individuals who need help and try to help them in advance of the crisis call. And some of the initial work that's come from that is showing incredible promise in saving money and improving healthcare outcomes. So in a very real way, our fire department is engaging and integrating into these this idea of a broad-based health solution, but we're also looking at it for our police department. So when you look at, you know, violence in our community, most evidence-based studies will tell you that the people who are likely to commit violence or be victims of violence have had long-standing patterns of violence and PTSD traumas in their lives that have imprinted a likelihood of them being involved with violence in the future. So again, if we know this, if there's evidence that points to this, then why can't we get ahead of it?
People who I know who live in the city, they love the city, but it gets to them. You know, they still hear gunshots. What do you say to them?
There are immediate things that can be done, but they can't be done by the city police department alone or law enforcement generally alone. I wish I could tell you it was just about hiring more cops. It's not. It's about ensuring that the people actually perpetrating violence are treated accordingly, and unfortunately we don't have currently a system that does that. A system suggests, talk to somebody who does supply chain management for a local manufacturing company. Talk to a systems engineer. What they will tell you is there is no systems-based approach currently, because that would require somebody taking a broad-based view of what goes on the moment a human being is born to the day they commit their first violent crime and what happens after that crime. Nobody takes a systems-based approach. Then we wonder why we get horrible outcomes. It's maddening to me, because the default is, and it's easy to demagogue on this, crime's high, blame the mayor, blame the chief of police, when it really isn't looking at root causes. It's a fundamental failure of politics in our country. It's not just in Rockford. It's across the country. We just happen to feel it and experience it worse than most.
How do you feel about Illinois' future? You're staying?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm not planning on moving. I may have a job in the future that requires more travel, but I'm planning on staying put. I love the city of Rockford. I love the state of Illinois. Despite our challenges, you know, I've always been a believer that you don't fix challenges by moving away from them. I'm optimistic about the state, and if we can get continued cooperation like we're starting to see now, I'm hopeful that this legislative session will be the most productive we've had in a few years.
What do you want to be remembered for in this job, and what do you think you'll be remembered for in this job?
You know, ultimately, I want my children to grow up and not feel like I felt that there was something odd about being pro-Rockford. I want my children, especially my youngest three, who are 4, 6, and 8, to grow up feeling proud and of Rockford and not thinking that there's an alternative. So the measure of my success primarily won't be that people remember my name. It'll be that my children have a great city to grow up in. And I know if I do that well, then there's a lot of other kids that will also benefit from it.
I've always been astonished by what elected officials have to put up with. Threats, abuse, self, family.
That's why I hate Facebook, by the way.
Yes.
Despise it.
What's that like, and what's your advice to the next mayor?
I've got enough abuse to last me a lifetime. I've enjoyed the job. I don't want to seem like I'm complaining about it. It just means that I'm ready to move on to the next thing. And I would say that a good lesson for anybody who's going to be a mayor or elected official is stay the heck off Facebook as much as possible, because it's not a true indicator of the work that you're doing. If you have somebody else monitor it, that's fine. Let them tell you if there's something you really need to respond to. Otherwise, it could be, you know, divisive and detrimental. You know, I just would add that I've mentioned, this has been the, in a way, the job of a lifetime. I don't know that I'll ever do anything else in my life that is will be as rewarding as this job. I also don't know that I'll ever do anything that has been as hard as this job. So it's one that I truly do appreciate. It's been an honor. And I thank the voters and those that have supported me, even those that have challenged me, because ultimately, through that challenge, I think we've grown as a community. We've gotten a lot done, and I'm looking forward to the next phase of my life and the transition, doing everything I can to help the next mayor and the next city council to be successful.